Yeah, 101X, it's the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends. Good morning, my friends. What's up? Look, my number one friend, his assistant host of the program, there goes my Hajda. Watch him as he goes. I feel like he feels when my spirit is strengthening, and then he's like, I'm just gonna see if I can throw some trash down in front of Jason as he chases me down this alley.
What?
Just throwing barriers. I'm chasing you, and you're just trying to throwing things down in front of me. Nicholas Hajda, what's up, my guy? How's it going, buddy? How's it going?
This is all in your head, dude.
It is not all in my head. Well, look, there's lots of things in my head. Okay,
fair.
Demons. Drugs, all kinds of things. Don't act like that. You weren't just riling me up. Knock it off, there, buddy. Emily,
hi.
How's your irritated pussy?
Excuse me.
Whoa. Her cat.
Oh,
her cat.
That one.
It's kind of situation.
She learned how to drug it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, I've been. She's been taking those pills and that syringe like a champ. Mm-hmm. It's weird. Strange. I feel like I'm violating her every single time.
I'm just picturing.
I know that feeling.
Little Lucy, like tying off her arm, like smacking the vein. Not that kind of drugs.
No. Different.
Well, yeah. Chasing the dragon.
Cat situation. If you missed it, we'll hear that in just a little bit. So, every Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by. All right, just go. Okay. Here's your big news stack for a Tuesday. Dave Chappelle says he's ready to meet with the transgender community if you just understand this one thing. He's not changing his mind or listening.
Yeah.
Okay,
what
Dave.
What a generous offer, Dave.
Thank you.
I can tell you that I'm going to deep dive this story later and we'll get to it, but that seems like that's no fun. Ooh, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember yesterday all the news was all sad and terrible?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like today's news stack is real Emily heavy.
Yes.
If I told you there was a guy who spends just $150 a year to eat all of his meals at Six Flags, is that something you'd be interested in?
I know exactly who you're talking about, and I did.
Oh, this is one of your friends?
No,
somebody from your gang.
I did this on Friday. I had an entire day's worth of food on Friday at Six Flags, thanks to my friends.
Well, imagine if you did that for an entire year.
I could imagine it, actually. Sounds like something I would do.
Emily, who likes
a lot of Dippin' Dots.
Likes free or affordable rations.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently is a Six Flags person. How do we keep hiring these Six Flags
like,
people?
Emily likes free food so much that I'm worried that some van is going to pull up behind the station with like a free candy and she's just going to get in it. And then it's like, all right, now I got to find a new Emily.
No, mm-hmm. Not candy, but if you said free pizza.
Don't tell them how to do it.
No, never.
Yeah. Apparently there's some sort of mega pass you can buy. It's $150 that lets you go every day and eat a couple meals there. And so some dude says, I'm just going to do that every day for a year. That's great.
Don't tell them.
Now that I've got your appetite worked up, flesh-eating STD that causes beefy red sores is spreading in the UK.
Why is this an Emily story?
Emily, what was the best STD you had?
So far, I've been clean.
Wait, never? None?
No.
They let you out of the University of Texas without ever getting an STD?
Yeah.
God,
things really have changed.
Things really have changed.
She had to duck her RA who had a syringe and was like just blocking the exit, but she was able to Indiana Jones that S. Reached back and grabbed her little fedora.
But the one that really made me think of you was this. Mm-hmm. It's beginning to look a la boo.
Yeah.
Boo!
Ah.
Boo, Halloween, boo. A new survey asked people what is too old to trick-or-treat.
Oh.
I don't think 23 was an option, Emily. I'm sorry. Is that still in the works?
Dang it.
Pending. What happened?
Well, it's a bit sad. One of our friends had a death in the family.
Oh,
so, yeah.
No. It's Halloween. Incorporate that S.
Yeah, she's not in the country right now. So I don't know if I could do it with one less short person.
Emily's scheme was she has an assortment of short friends who, if you dress them up like Ku Klux Klan,
ghosts.
If you dress them up like ghosts, then you would not be able to tell that they are not, in fact, children.
For sure.
And then you would just be the cool aunt who's taking them door to door, who's also collecting candy.
Exactly. Because I'm a lot taller than them.
Right. The survey asked people what age kids become too old for trick or treating. What do you think? Whoa, what is the
survey says?
Survey says
12.
Nah, 10. Double digits.
10?
Yeah.
11-year-olds can't go trick-or-treating?
Nope.
Emily's the winner. It's...
It is 12.
Yeah.
12 was the most popular answer, followed by 13, then 14, 15, 16. So I guess nobody wants to go the other way. Because, you know what? 5% of people, Nick, did say that 10 is too old to go trick-or-treating.
Lame.
10, I don't know about trick-or-treat. 10 seems like the perfect Halloween age. Like, that's when I care the most about costuming, slash I'm big and agile enough to do things rather
10,
than...
Is that fourth grade, fifth grade?
I think when you're 12,
because the answer is middle school, so that'd be sixth grade. Like, that's when you should be telling your parents you're going trick or treating, but you're really good enough to know good.
Oh,
you're gonna you got some eggs stashed in the front bushes for like a week that are going rotten, and you can throw them. I never either.
Oh, should we do that?
Let's do it. Let's go TP some neighborhoods.
Should we go get into adolescent trouble on Halloween?
Trouble.
While our parents think that we're trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Do you want to go trick at Jason's house this Halloween?
No, no, no.
That
house
fun.
Has been tricked enough. That house is like all tricks. So it's not on anymore. There's no more to I'm going to be sad if we did went through all of this. Can Emily pull off this trick or treating scheme? And then
I'll have to ask them and again and kind of push it because again, I don't want to buy Halloween candy. That would be
ludicrous.
Yeah, that would be insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I did buy some for our front desk lady, Rosa, but that was because it was a donation.
That was for charity.
For charity, exactly. But I want people to donate to the Emily charity and give me sweets.
Excuse me? Do you want people to give you trick-or-treating candy?
Can you?
What if we find you a surrogate short person? Like, can we find you a bonus short person to come along with your crew?
Wait, that would be good because at this point, I think you only have two, which... Previously, we had about three, and I feel like three is a stronger number. Like, three just consecutively short people that are a lot shorter than me makes it more realistic than just two.
What if you just go hijack some kids that are already out trick-or-treating? Like, you find a parent who's got a similar costume, and you just, like...
Take their kids.
Swoop in there and start leading those kids down a different path. Yeah.
Ooh, or even...
Child kidnapping. That's the answer.
Sidle up next to them, okay? Just follow them.
Just follow them the whole time.
The whole time. And be like, oh, yeah, I'm part of this group. We're with this group.
Yeah, I bet I could convince some teenagers to let me, be there. You know, because teenagers...
Well, again, teenagers are the problem,
okay? But they'll allow it, at least.
Find some of these 12-year-olds. Like, oh, yeah, you can come trick-or-treat with us, Miss Lady.
Sports brought to you by Pants. And now something about baseball. The World Series starts tonight. Astros in five. This has been Something About Baseball. We told you yesterday how Tom Brady threw his 600th touchdown pass. That's a lot, man. That's like more than anybody else ever has thrown. Yeah.
And
that's how records work. Hang on, you questioning whether somebody else thrown some black market touchdowns that we didn't count that somehow are ahead of Tom Brady?
There's a couple in there. I think we should go back and check all the records. But no, I was just curious. I was about to say, and nobody will ever approach 600 again because nobody will play for the 30 years. It'll happen.
Somebody will throw 600. The only way, because now they throw touchdowns at such a greater rate, the only way this record is not broken is if football is just over in like 7 or 8 years, which could happen.
That could happen.
Anything could. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will it be a robot player? Probably. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's a robot player.
Is Tom Brady a robot player? His receiver, Mike Evans,
one on HGH.
Stupid Aggie, gave the ball to a fan. He just walked up a fact-checking department on us. Not a kid. We said yesterday it was a kid. Actually, a grown-up.
29 years old, and now I'm totally, I don't care.
The ball,
you don't deserve any of this.
Estimated to be worth at least $500,000. Now there's some collectible experts out there saying closer to $750,000.
Which, don't be that guy.
What's that?
You know what? That ball could have fetched $200 million on the black market. You're going to hypothetically just tell this person, keep increasing how much...
Hypothetically, he is a memorabilia expert, and somebody asked his professional opinion, and he told him. You think he's just rubbing it into...
Yes.
What's his name? He definitely is.
29-year-old Byron Kennedy, I believe.
It's like a reverse fish story. Just that fish keeps getting bigger and bigger, doesn't it?
So, the Bucks got the ball back, and at first it was just, let's exchange it. Here, we got this practice ball. ball.
Yeah.
This one's worth $199. Give us that half a million dollar ball back. And they did it. There was immediately pressure on the Bucks to do more. And so they stepped up their game yesterday, offering Kennedy a $1,000 credit at the team store, two autographed Brady jerseys, a Brady helmet, an autographed Mike Evans jersey, a Evans game-worn cleats. Gross.
Ew. I don't want those.
Also, get Mike Evans out of here. Like, this is all about Tom Brady's ball. Don't try to give me some Mike Evans
stuff.
Well,
but he was the one who gave away the stuff. He's got to pay the piper a little bit. Plus two season tickets for the rest of this season and next. And most of the internet said, you know what? That's a pretty good haul for the dude. And I'm going to tell you again, if the ball's worth $500,000, depending on where his season tickets are, I'm going to say that's $50,000 to $60,000 worth of merchandise there. Which is pretty good,
yeah.
Just for sitting in the front row and being the guy that Mike Evans picked out to give you the ball. But you had $500,000 in your hand,
yeah,
and somebody came and took it away and gave you 70-something thousand mm-hmm. after that.
Do you think that Tom knows which seats they're going to give this guy? And if he doesn't see this person again, if he just immediately scalps these tickets and sells them?
That would be...
hey, what
happened? That's funny.
If the Bucks, a guy who's in the front row and able to get this in there, hey, we're going to give you season tickets all this year next, and then he's just on the tippy top of that pirate ship. He's in the Lieutenant Dan seat up there. I think it's probably a pretty cool seat if they would sell that one. Let's see. Tom was on the Manning cast last night on Monday Night Football. What was that?
Sorry, I don't like the Manning cast. Anti-Manning cast.
I tell you what, I'm lukewarm on the Manning cast. Do you know the Manning cast, Emily?
That's where they all sit around and chat with each other, right?
Basically. The two Manning brothers are broadcasting from their homes watching Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And they interview some other guests.
They just say the weirdest things, too.
Later in the program, we'll hear Marshawn Lynch say the S word. Oh, my God.
No.
Has ESPN been taken off the air yet?
I did kind of grab at my chest where my pearl necklace would be when I heard it.
When they had Tom Brady on in the third quarter. Second quarter. That's a magical TV. Okay? What?
Okay.
As two of the greatest who've ever done it, and Eli Manning there, sitting there just talking ball. Okay? Peyton, Tom Brady. Breaking down it. Look, I like football. You don't like football. Emily doesn't know about football. Okay?
What's a football?
Yeah. I like hearing two experts chop it up. All right.
That's how I feel every day when I sit in this chair and I listen to you two.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
See, I feel about the Manning cast how Emily actually feels about hearing us talk football.
Brady said on the Manning cast of the fan who had the ball, quote, Byron realized he lost all leverage once he gave the ball away. He should have held it to get as much leverage as possible, end quote. I think he's joking. But then Peyton follows up. Amateur move. If he would have held it, he would have been sitting in the Tom Brady suite for the rest of the season. Amateur move on his part. Never mind the Tom Brady seat. He's sitting in a new $500,000 Tampa Bay home.
Mm-hmm.
How far does that go in Tampa Bay? I got no idea about the real estate.
Oh, you can buy a whole
block.
Yeah, sure.
You can do good with $500,000? I don't know there. Tom Brady did announce on the broadcast that he's also giving him a Bitcoin, which, if you know Bitcoin things, first of all, I'll tell you, that Bitcoin will eventually worth more than that football. All right?
Okay.
They say that.
They. Who's they?
Probably me.
I don't know that we've had crypto conversations, Emily. You know that I am owner of a one half Bitcoin.
Oh, I know. I know. So you get a little hurt every time I say something.
I don't get hurt.
Negative about the Bitcoin community.
It doesn't hurt me because I know you have no idea what you're talking about. But
okay.
What's a Bitcoin?
It is a. It's whatever you go on the internet, and it's a currency that has been mined through the internet. And the only value that it has is based on a bunch of people being like, this has value, and that's it.
Let me help you out, Emily.
That's why I'm not hurt.
Blockchain technology.
Okay.
Cryptocurrency. Shibu Itsu.
Now you're just saying words.
Yeah. That's how you talk about cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Economic impact.
I mean, just give them the money. That's all I'm saying. Is they're just beating around the bush. They're like, we're giving you a Bitcoin. Give them the money.
I mean, he's going to get this Bitcoin, which today is valued around $63,000, and he can cash it in immediately if he likes. But I'm telling you,
is this
what's
actually
his name? Byron Kennedy? Hold.
Yeah.
Bitcoin is a hold, my friend.
Is this when my mom just refers to my PlayStation as a Nintendo? Does Tom Brady know? Is this just a TB12 coin?
Is this some sort of weird...
This is a promotional... Tom Brady has a new Bitcoin endorsement thing.
Yeah.
Have you seen that he's got a commercial for buy crypto on this whatever app?
But you don't even eat bread, Tom.
This is a promotional Bitcoin.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which made me feel a little gross. Because I'm kind of liking Tom Brady now, guys. All right? Once he's distanced himself from the New England Patriots, Tom Brady's fun. I like him.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's clearly trolling this guy with his, you should have held on to the football, mm-hmm. Tom. So, like, mm-hmm. okay, great.
I like you, Tom Brady. Is that weird?
You would.
Why? What was that supposed to mean?
I don't know, just front
I like runner. Winners.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. What did you say on Twitter yesterday? You would have kept the ball just so you could have something Tom Brady can't have?
What is more valuable than that? What is?
It's worth nothing.
It's literally worth nothing. There, I look at it and I'm like, Tom wants this and he can't have it because I have it.
Why is your favorite currency other people's suffering? Why is that? You ever consider that that's a problem?
Because it's better in cash, man.
It's absolutely better than cash. Not.
Yes. Spike spins everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't leave home without it.
Oh, my God. Swedish House Mafia. Did you know they've actually been around for several years? At the Moody Center, August 25th.
I want to make that clear.
512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Beat me. You're going to go see Swedish House Mafia. Good luck.
Not only am I smarter than you, I'm smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Swedish House Mafia, Moody Center, August 25th. We have your chance at tickets, and our contestant is Brady?
Yes, it is.
Tom? Brady, I'm going to the hallway. Good luck, man.
All right.
Not that Brady, but... You will do. Brady, we have three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, and if you get more right than Jason, you will win those tickets. And your choices today are islands trivia, books that put the emphasis on boo, and historical stuff that happened in October.
Okay. Let's go with the first one.
Islands. Excellent. What island off the coast of Chile is famous for the large statues with oversized heads? Hint, it's named after a holiday.
Hmm.
It's going to be Easter Island.
That is
Ooh,
correct.
Awesome.
Fun fact, those heads have bodies. They're just under the ground. Number
that
two.
Is correct.
Oh, look, now he's quizzing you.
Yeah.
Good job.
What nice is job, the Nick. World's largest island? Hint, by definition, a continent cannot be an island. What is the world's largest island?
World's largest island. Island.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Let's go with Iceland.
Oh, Greenland is what you were thinking.
Man, I knew it was one of them.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Greenland is ice. Iceland is green. Mighty Ducks, too. Number three. Charles Darwin wrote his theory of evolution after observing the biodiversity on what island chain off the coast of Ecuador? Hint.
The Galapagos.
You don't even need the hint.
Wow.
You got it. Galapagos Islands. Hold on, Brady. We'll get Jason back
good
in
job,
here.
Good job, Brady.
That was good. That was good. I'm going to even give him a moral bonus point for confirming my fun fact. Brady
moral bonus.
Chose island trivia.
Brady knows what he's talking about.
And he got two out of three.
All right, Brady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good job, buddy.
Number one. What island off the coast of Chile is famous for the large statues with oversized heads? Hint, it's named after a holiday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Island off the coast of Chile.
Yep.
Big head.
Got lots of statues.
Like when you put the cheat code in NBA Jam?
Exactly. And they catch
named
on fire.
After a
holiday.
Holiday.
Christmas Islands, Thanksgiving Islands.
Just go through your Rolodex.
St. Patrick's Day Islands, July 4th Islands, Arbor Day Islands, Columbus Day Islands, Halloween Islands, Easter Island. Easter Island's got a good ring to it. International Nachos Day Island? man, none of those feel right. Valentine's Island? all right, yeah, I don't know. Give me Easter Island.
That's correct.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know my stuff.
You know your holidays. Good job.
I'm glad you didn't go with Arbor Day Island.
Fourth of July Island.
They're just big fans of fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
Freedom.
What is the world's largest island? Hint, by definition, a continent cannot be an island.
It's Greenland.
That is correct.
Mm. Ooh.
Brady went with Iceland. So.
Oh, and then he said, oh, man, I knew it was one of them.
Yeah. Okay.
Number three.
Can't have that much ice, Brady.
Charles Darwin wrote his theory of evolution after observing the biodiversity on what island chain off the coast of Ecuador? Hint, they have turtles. What island chain inspired Charles Darwin's theory of evolution? Okay.
Is Skahits Creek involved?
I have no idea.
Galapagos Islands.
Correct.
Wow, Jason.
Isn't that where Ted goes?
Sure.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
It was either that or 4th of July Island.
I knew there was something good about that show besides faux feel-good garbage.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.